have them. They make one every time they go to a house.
So you call them wood horses?
Mm-hmm.
And when you work on your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
And you say, now if you're going to use one of those, you say that you were going to what your hair?
Brush your hair. All
right. And when you sharpen a straight razor, you do it on a leather
razor strap.
All right. And is another word besides strap you might use? Well, what about strop?
Strop.
What's a strop?
Same thing as a strap.
And what's the word again?
Strop. It's just a slang for strap that, well, you would hear it quite frequently among the people, you know, who don't have too much education. You'd use the word strop. I hear it every once in a while, but.
Right. Well, what do you put in a revolver and a gun to shoot?
Bullet.
All right, and if you weren't going to use live ammunition, you might be firing blank.
Shells.
And is it
cartridges.
What's that word?
Cartridges.
One of them is a
cartridge.
All right.
But most everyone here says shells. But in reading, you know, it'll say, I don't know, every once in a while I said advertise a certain number of gunshot shells, you know, the price of them in the newspaper. You don't ever use the word cartridge.
Right.
Except in reading.
In reading, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's a child's toy that the children sit on the ends and go up and down like this.
So, it's called a seesaw.
Right. And then there's another board, another child's toy that they take a board, a plank, and they lay it across two stationary, maybe bricks or something at the end, and they jump up and down in the middle.
A jumping board.
Now, is a jumping board, where is it stationary?
Well, just one that you would build in the yard. It's not stationary.
Well, what I mean is where is it held up from the ground? In the middle or on the end?
In the middle.
And they jump, where do they jump?
On each end, see? Like this. This is your brick, and one gets here, and he jumps on it and makes it go up and jumps this one up in the air, and then that one comes down on it and it forces that one up and down like that.
All right, have you ever seen anything like that with what you have in the middle there on the ends, and one child just jumps up and down in the middle of the board?
Now, they have them stationary at some, I have seen them occasionally, you know, at some of the play schools or at the schools, occasionally they might have them.
On the ends, stationary?
In the center.
All right. And now, you might put a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or something, and children get on each end and spin around. What would you call that?
A merry-go-round.
And if the children were on the toys that goes like this, and they were sitting on it and going up and down on the seesaw, you'd say they were
seesawing. The only place you would find something like that, though, would be on a playground. You wouldn't find that in a home, those little merry-go-rounds. They've only come in the last, say, 10 years, 10, 12 years.
You never saw anything like that before?
No, I didn't. They might have had them in other parts of the country, but I didn't.
All right. And when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you make a what?
Swing.
And what do you carry, coal in?
A bucket.
And so it would be a what kind of bucket?
Coal bucket.
And what runs from the stove, an old-fashioned stove, to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
And there's a small kind of vehicle you have in the yard. It has one wheel on the front.
Wheelbarrow.